The Fundy Fringe Performing Arts Festival, which takes place from August 19th to the 23rd, will see numerous independent artists perform at venues in Uptown St. John. The festival aims to be accessible and affordable, offering a wide range of genres including theatre, dance, music and stand-up comedy. The festival has grown significantly for its 2025 incarnation following a post-COVID decrease in programming, with a total of 15 performances taking place at this year's Fundy Fringe Festival. Local 107.3 FM spoke with festival organisers Jesse McRae and Sade London about the festival and what visitors can expect to experience, as well as the importance of accessible performing arts for both performers and audiences. To start with, McRae introduced the festival.
If you're unfamiliar with Fringe, it's basically a uncensored and unjuried theatre festival that provide touring artists and amateur artists and professional artists as well just a chance to kind of get new pieces out there or touring pieces out there as well. This year, we're trying some new things. We're trying to bring back the presence of Fringe back into St. John because it kind of fell off the grid a bit since COVID.
Absolutely. It's getting more difficult to have accessible theater and also making sure that all profits go back to our artists, but also making theater accessible for the general public so they can enjoy what we have to offer.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're trying a couple new venues this year. We always have it in our studio theater on Princess Street. And then we're doing Wasted Day, and we have the Imperial Upper Lobby and Haven Music Hall.
Have there been any kind of major changes over the 13 years that it's been running?
I'd say like 5 or 7 years ago, we had like a lot more artists involved, I think, and we had a lot more youth programming as well, which I'm looking to integrate a bit more in the next coming years. This year, I tried to add a bit more performances than we have the past few years. I think we only had like max 10. But this year we have 15, and we have some workshops that are coming up as well. We have a group from Vancouver that's going to do a stage combat workshop. We have a comedian from New Zealand who's going to do like a guide to an Edinburgh Fringe because he's performed there before, which is fun. And we're going to do an improv workshop as well.
I like that there's a mix of not only theater, there's comedy, there's some music, and there's a lot of learning. We have a lot of guides to different things, whether it's antique maps or the entire country of New Zealand.
Yeah, it's a pretty broad spectrum, and we had a good number of applicants who applied from not just like locally, but nationally and internationally. And I think we have a little touch of magic because we can't have a Fundy Fringe without a magic show.
I kind of wanted to ask a little bit about the accessibility and inclusivity of it. Is this an important aspect of the Fringe Festival that people can get up there who may not otherwise?
That's the whole point of Fringe too, is like having that accessible space for artists to, for one, try something new, and two, all ticket sales go back to artists. There's certain rules with Fringe that kind of keep like, for one, the safety and accessibility for both artists and patrons who are coming too. What's nice about Fringe is it keeps like ticket costs pretty low.
How important is it for people to be able to experience performing art and for their experience on the one hand, but their creativity on the other?
The way that we've been operating our Fringe is very much to make sure like that people can go see as many shows as possible at a reasonable rate. And I think that's kind of like the key thing. It's not just the experience for artists, but it's also the experience for patrons, and that kind of like overall theme of accessible theater kind of brings those two people together as well. Like I find the artists really interact well with the patrons who are coming in. I thought it was a very cool festival to kind of take on because it is a very like community oriented thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's not a lot of people attending shows, local shows these days, and it's easy to sit at home and watch something on streaming or to not go out and support the people in your community right there in front of you. And especially with the festival being right in the heart of St. John, it gives a lot of opportunity to support local businesses. I find it great that we're bringing our community together to enjoy theater, so we're supporting both artists, but also giving patrons something to experience and something to connect with their community, because I know our community needs it more than ever.
I was going to ask a sort of broader question about why the performing arts are important. I mean, you've certainly covered that to some degree, but yeah. If you want to add some more.
It's so important, especially in like our world right now. The arts always is something that brings people together and like starts conversations, whether they're important or if it's just something funny that they saw on stage. But I think it just gets people thinking and kind of keeps people in a tight connection.
I'm an artist that has performed at every one of our venues myself. And it's very exciting to see people have a reason to visit those venues, mm-hmm. because oftentimes we have prices that aren't accessible. And I find we're so swamped by everything we see on social media. And it's easy to just not get out of your community these days because of the convenience of everyday life. You can get anything you need shipped to your door, and you can watch anything you want and be endlessly entertained right on your own couch. But community is what we need, and performing arts is what we need. There are so many people out there that have something to share, something they want to show, a message they want to put out, or just a night of entertainment for everyone that they know. Mm-hmm. And that brings people together. And sure, you might have to leave your house to be able to get out and get to a Fringe show, but I have no better fulfilling feeling than when I'm out in the middle of a crowd at a show or on a stage. There's endless ways to get involved. We're certainly looking for volunteers.
Yes. You can go onto our website at fundyfringefestival.com, and there is a volunteer portal where you can fill out a form. The more the merrier. Our volunteers are the working body of the festival and really get us through it. So if you have a spare evening during the week of the 18th to the 23rd, we would love to have you. So check out our website, and also there's so much more information on there too, in terms of if you want more details on the shows, those are all listed, and the venue map is up there as well, and tickets are on sale as of yesterday, so if there's anything catching your eye, feel free to buy some tickets in advance.
And even if you can't make it out to a show, sharing posts, telling other people about it, just making sure that anyone can hear about it that might want a piece of all the action, of all the Fringe fun.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone, and I encourage anyone to go and get a piece of that. It's so worth it.
More information about the Fundy Fringe Festival can be found at fundyfringefestival.com. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.